Amen. That's our mission trips right there. We have had the honor and privilege to take 3 mission trips, and I'm going to tell you about that today, but that was just a little recap video of those 3 trips. But today is Mission Sunday, church. You came for an amazing Sunday, a fun Sunday, a different Sunday, as we celebrate all that God is doing through our church, and I'm going to get really into it here in a second. We have a lot of videos to show you, a lot of stuff to go through, but first, I want to just give you a few announcements. On December 14th, we have Jordan Feliz leading worship for us. Allie talked about it in our announcement video, but because of our friends at Altrua, HealthShare, and they've graciously allowed Jordan to come and lead worship for us, and so it's going to be a great Sunday, something we've never done before, so make sure you're here December 14th as we have Jordan Fleas lead worship for us. And second thing I want to tell you about is our Legacy Golf Tournament and Gala. That's tomorrow, church. Are you ready? Are you excited? I am able to stand up here for the very first time and tell you that we are officially sold out on the golf tournament and the gala. So if you are a procrastinator, this is a hard lesson to learn. And we've never been able to say this before, but we are sold out. And hopefully you got your tickets, you're signed up. We have about 350 people coming to the gala, the dinner. And we have 34 golf teams signed up. We're going to have to make this even bigger next year. But thank you guys so much for signing up and getting registered. It's going to be a great time. We have some great packages ready and in store for you guys. Let me see. Hold on. Before you come up, you tell me what to say. Let me pull up your text message. All right. So for tomorrow, shotgun start if you're playing golf at 8:30 at Apple Rock. 10:30. And then we have a cocktail hour at 5 o'clock. If you're coming to the gala, come. We have some vendors, some fun stuff. And then the gala dinner starts at 6 p.m. We're going to have a great time together. We have some great packages ready, and one of them is in the house. Do you want to see one of the live auction packages? It's not Haley, by the way. It is. What's the name of this thing again? Mulligan. Mulligan is here. Mulligan. This is Mulligan, and because Nate and his family watched Mulligan. Mulligan slept all through the night, not a peep. They're trained, and this is one of our live auction packages. And who's the vet? Spicewood Vet has donated 1 year of free services for this little mutt right here. So And to be neutered. That's just like a free dog, you know, just, my gosh. All right. Free. Free. For 1 year. Then it's going to cost you a lot of money. All right. Well, it's going to be a great time tomorrow. Hopefully you're signed up and you're ready to go. Today is Mission Sunday. Today's Mission Sunday, one of the most fun times for me all Sunday long, or all year long, this Sunday, Mission Sunday. And we're going to tell you today about what God is doing through you through this church. It's one of my favorite Sundays of the whole year because we get to pull back the curtain and show you what God is doing through this church, through your church, not only in our community, but all throughout the world. The goal today is to present to you our missions portfolio, who we partner with, what God is doing through our partners, and how your generosity is making an eternal impact all throughout the world. Today might feel a little bit different. We have dogs and it's freezing. Okay, it's a little less of a sermon today. It's more of a celebration, church. Are you ready to celebrate with me? I'm going to celebrate what God is doing through this church all throughout the world. If you're new, come on back next week. I'm going to kick off a brand new series. You know it's going to be a Christmas series, all right? So come on back next week. We'll start a new series together. But today is going to be, it's going to be special because missions, it's a part of who we are as a church. It's a part of our DNA. You know, when you give to Zayo, you don't just give to Zayo, you give through Zayo. And your generosity is going to missionaries, to church planters, to gospel movements across the nation and across the world. And to show you what that looks like in numbers, to date, Zayo Church, you have given $1.795 million to missions and outreach. Can we give God some praise for that number? Praise God for that. Thank you for your generosity. So today I want to introduce to you some of our mission partners. Some are here in the room. Some have sent us a video, and we're going to see what God is doing through this church. And my prayer today is that you leave encouraged. That's my prayer. You leave encouraged knowing that your church that you're attending, that you're a part of, isn't just sitting here doing nothing, that your church is doing something all throughout the world. It's touching the nations. But before we introduce our partners, let me show you why we do missions. You might say, why would you even take a whole Sunday to talk about missions? Why do we send? Why do we give? Why do we go? It comes straight from the words of Jesus. It comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. It says this, "You will be my witness in Jerusalem, and then into Judea and Samaria, and then to the end of the earth." This is a blueprint for missions for the local church. To be in Jerusalem, that's your local outreach. Then Judea and Samaria, that's regional, that's national outreach. And then to the end of the earth, that's global outreach. This is the call of Jesus. This is our assignment. This is why we do what we do. So I'm going to go through each of these three regions and just to tell you what Zayo Church is doing in each of these regions. So first we have Jerusalem, which is our local outreach efforts. Now, when Jesus said Jerusalem, he wasn't just talking metaphorically. He meant their actual Jerusalem, their actual city, their actual neighborhood, where they lived, where they did their everyday life. Jerusalem was home. It's where they lived. It's where they worked. It's where they raised their kids. It's where they went to the marketplace. It's where they knew their neighbors. So for us, Jerusalem is home base. For us, what that means, when Jesus says, "Be my witness in Jerusalem," that means that we start right here where we live in our backyard. For us, it's Lake Travis. That's Spicewood. Where's the Spicewoodians? That's right. That's Bee Cave. It's always a whoop whoop. All right, Lakeway and Marble Falls and everywhere else. Wow, all right. This is our community. This is our Jerusalem. So what does that mean for Zayo? It means that we don't meet only on Sundays. We meet needs all throughout the week. And it means that we don't just have a church in the community. We have a church that serves this community. And Jerusalem is our local expression, our local outreach into our local community. So we've built a missions portfolio, and I want to start with our local efforts to show you what we are doing here in our community. So here's some of our ministries we support. First, I want to tell you about ARC. ARC is called the Austin Disaster Relief Network. And earlier this year, you might remember the floods that hit Kerr County and Kerrville and the surrounding areas. Homes were damaged. Families lost everything just in a matter of hours. What a tragic thing that happened. And our church partnered with ARC And because of your generosity, we were able to give $22,000 to ARC to support those families in need. And not only that, because of our partnership with Altrua and with ARC, together, we came together and bought two mobile homes that valued about $80,000 to support two different families that were living in mold-infested conditions. Just an amazing thing that God used you guys to do. And so this has just been an amazing partnership. On top of that, you donated truckloads, literally truckloads of essential goods, cleaning supplies, food, blankets, and everything that families need. And we're not done yet. We're actually partnering with them again this winter to do a coat drive. We'll be telling you more about that. But that is a great partner, the ARC, all right? I want to tell you a second partner I'm going to tell you about is Cornerstone Restoration. And if you serve, you love them, just give me a little whoop whoop. It's a celebration today, all right? No one likes Cornerstone. We're still going to support them. This is hands-on ministry. This is boots on the ground. This is sweat. This is work gloves. This is throwing a hammer or using a hammer, you know, tools, man stuff, woman stuff. All right. This year, we're doing two projects with them, service projects, one in the spring, one in the fall. And these projects include a home repair, cleanup, property cleanups, community restoration, and come alongside families. And just to support these families who don't have much and feel like they are forgotten, Cornerstone comes alongside them. They help them, and they say, you're not forgotten. We're here for you. You're not alone. It's perfect for individuals, families, life teams that come together, hands-on help. If you got a heart, you can come out and help, all right? You can swing a hammer. Come on and help. We're going to have a good time with Cornerstone. Third partner I'm going to tell you about is Partners in Hope. Some love there. Partners in Hope has been our longstanding partnership, mission partnership, local partnership. They were the first ones that we started serving with before we ever meeting on Sundays. And they do serve days every third Saturday of the month. This is a consistent relational ministry. It's really amazing what they do for the families in need. They repair homes. They support families. They take people who don't have a car places. They meet practical needs. And you don't have to be handy to help. You can come and just love on these people. It's a great ministry that we support and we serve as Partners in Hope. All right, next one I'll tell you about is Helping Hands. All right, some love there. I was waiting. Give it a minute, you know, it'll build. this is Helping Hands right here in Spicewood. It's an ongoing, all-year-long effort, and several of our church members are actively involved in this ministry. They provide hygiene items, paper goods, cleaning supplies, all the everyday needs that a family has. Helps with paying bills and different things like that. And this is just a great, consistent effort that we support. Next, I want to tell you about Dell Children's Hospital. This winter here, we're doing a pajama drive. Who doesn't like pajamas? A pajama drive for these children. And if you've been in the hospital, you know this for these kids, that just having some real clothes on, some pajamas, they bring comfort, dignity, security for these children. And so we're receiving pajamas now, and we're going to make a donation to them this winter for Christmas. Next, I want to tell you, I love this one. This is Zayo Angels. This is our holiday family sponsorship. Okay, we do this every year. This is a really fun one. We partner with Lake Travis ISD and Spicewood Elementary, and we bless over 190 students, individuals, during this holiday season. And it's amazing to think that there are some students, some children in our area that don't even get a Christmas. And there are. And these students come from the school district. And we how many, Pastor D, how many do we need left? We have 88 angels left. So that means you guys have already taken half of them, which is great. So we have 88 left. There's a tree outside by the cross. How it works, you take down an ornament, you shop for that child, and you bring back gifts. All right, that's what you do. And yeah, you check them out and you let them know who you're shopping for, and then you return those gifts. It's a great thing. 88 families left. But this is something that's really cool that the school district, Ashley was in a school board meeting, and they were talking about that Zao Church supporting 190 families. She's like, do I say something or just let it go, you know? I'm just at that place. I don't know who Zao Church is, but they're killing it in this community. We need to do more. Zao needs to do more. But Zao Church, man, they're killing it. All right. Next, I want to tell you about our blessings to school teachers. This one's really cool. We do this every year. We are giving 337 teachers in our surrounding school district gift cards for Christmas. That's Bee Cave Middle, Lake Travis Middle, West Cypress, Faith Academy, and Spicewood Christian. Just a chance to tell them God loves them and Merry Christmas. I love this one. This one has been such a blessing to teachers, and we hear about it all year long. And last, I want to say about just daily mercy ministry efforts that we have. Like beyond these organized organizations, we as a church meet needs every single day. Every day we have opportunities. Every day we have requests. Every day. And every week we have people walking through our doors needing food, needing help with rent, needing support, needing hope. And because of your generosity, Zao Church is able to step up time and time again for these people in need. And it's not just people in our church. It's people in our community who don't even know us. I'm very involved in the community, and I get approached all the time from principals, nonprofit leaders, and different boards asking, hey, we have a need. Would Zao Church step in and meet this need? Because they know that Zao will help. Zao will show up every single time. I love that. I love that our church has that reputation that when the community has a need, they come to us. That is biblical. That is how it's supposed to be. The community should be coming to the church, not the government. I'll tell you that right now. And it is. That's the gospel in action. So that is Jerusalem. That is our local, that's just a few, but that's our local outreach efforts, which leads me to the next area of focus. That's Judea and Samaria, which is our national missions. Now, quick Bible geography. Judea was a region inside Samaria. And today, this whole area is Israel in the West Bank. So when Jesus said Judea and Samaria, he was talking about expanding beyond your city, into your state, into your nation, like going outside of the city, outside the church. So this is our national reach of our church into national missions. How we do this is two ways. First, we support networks that Zao is affiliated with, networks that resource pastors, that train leaders, that coach churches and pastors, and strengthen ministries across America. There's a whole list of these. I won't get into it. But we believe in the local church. We believe the local church is the hope of the world, and we want to equip the local church to reach the world. And so that's our first thing. Second thing in this is we plant churches. We are a church planting church. We are a church that was planted that wants to plant more churches. This is the one I get fired up about because God is in this. And this isn't a maybe someday we'll plant churches. No, we believe in church planting now. It's something that God has called me to. I believe it's one of the callings on my life. And just recently, I'll tell you more when after I talked to the Lord more about this, but I received a vision, and I don't get many visions, and I received a vision on church planting. Once I unpack it with God, I'll tell you more about it. But I do believe Zao Church is going to plant a lot of churches the next few years. And we've already started. We've already planted a church in 2021. We planted our first church in Fort Worth, Texas, Soba Church, led by Pastors Joe and Christy Rangel. They are family to me. Joe and I have been walking together for 18 years now. We've done life together. We've done ministry together. I'm so proud of him. Joe's one of those guys that he's got a true pastor's heart. He has a true outreach heart. When he came to me, I knew the call was on him. When he came to me and said, hey, would Zao Church consider planting me? I said, absolutely. I see the call of God in your life. And so we planted them in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's a smaller suburb of Fort Worth called Saginaw. And Saginaw it's kind of more of a poor city. And so Joe's heart is outreach. And they do so many things in the community, so many ways to reach out. They do some great things. And I just said, hey, Pastor Joe, would you do me a favor and send us a video and update our church on what you're doing in Saginaw? I just got to tell you, we're going to show a few videos today. And I love it. Like, this isn't overly produced. This isn't Bender making it. This is them sending videos. And so check out this video from Pastor Joe and his dog.
I'm happy that the morning sun, that's the way you said it would be. If I should ever. Hello, Zao family. Joe Rangel, lead pastor for Soba Church. And I want to say thank you because of your prayers, your generosity, and your faith, God has done incredible things among us this past year. In the beginning, we were 35 people on a Sunday, and now we're averaging 62 gathering to worship Jesus together. That's not just a number, that's lives, stories, and souls God is trusting us with. Together, you have given us a way to give 205 pairs of shoes, over 3,000 pairs of socks, wrapping up the community in love with Christ in a very practical way. You've also helped us make last year's Christmas one to remember for 5 families and 11 children, reminding them that they are seen, that they're loved, that they're not forgotten. You've helped us launch sober groups, which people are now finding real relationships, accountability, and freedom. And most of all, heaven has been rejoicing with us this year. We've celebrated 12 baptisms and 23 salvations. And every single one of them is a testimony of God's grace and work through this church. I'm going to read a text to you from one of the members. He says here, he says, "Good morning, Pastor. I can say that I'm honored to have a pastor as great as you. Soba has truly moved mountains in my life, and I'm learning more about our Lord each and every day. And so I want to say thank you for serving, for giving, and believing. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, Zayo, for being the kind of church that says yes to God. God bless you. Can't wait to see you guys again."
Amen. What I love about that is every person that they are reaching there, every child, every parent, it's because of your generosity. We have supported them ever since we started and launched them into Saginaw, and so everything that they are doing, we are an extension of that, and it's just amazing to see that. And he's our first, but he's not our last. We are going to plant many more churches. We're excited about seeing and raising up pastors and sending out teams and expanding the kingdom of God. All right, so that's Judea and Samaria. That's missions within our state and our nation. Let me take most of our time here, talk about the end of the earth, that last and third part of that verse. This is our global missions. This is where it gets exciting for me. This is where the gospel goes beyond the borders, beyond languages, beyond culture. This is God's heart on display, and Zayo, you get to be a part of that. This is our missions efforts across the world. Before I introduce to you our global partners, I just want to take a minute and celebrate what God has already done through our church, through mission trips. You saw the video at the beginning of service, but 3 years ago, we took our first ever mission trip to Belize, and we had a great time in Belize and a great mission trip there. And then 2 years ago, we took a team to Costa Rica, partnering with Pastor Danny and Casa Vida. I'm going to introduce you to them in a moment. That was an amazing trip. And then last year, we took a team all the way to Africa, to Gulu, Uganda, and it was super powerful, life-changing, and it was, I would say, the best mission trip I've ever been on, and it was truly life-changing, and you're going to get to meet them here in a moment. And I do have to tell you, we are going back to Africa in 2027, so if you missed that trip, and you got, was it 2 years? Year and a half to plan, all right? Year and a half to plan. So it's going to be a great trip, 2027, summer of 2027. And next year, our mission trip that we are taking as a church for 2026, we're going back to Costa Rica and going to visit Pastor Danny. And we're actually going to spend some time also in San Jose, the capital, and do some ministry there with the church. So we're excited about that trip. But I love that we take mission trips. I love that it's a part of our heart. I love that you are saying yes to missions and you're going on these trips. So I'm praying the Lord convicts you to go on a trip with us one day, one of these mission trips that you come with us. But I want to tell you and introduce you to our global partners. First, I'll start with Costa Rica, where we're going back this summer. This is Casa Vida, Pastor Danny and Maria. There in Casa Vida, in Costa Rica, Nosar, Costa Rica. Nosar, Costa Rica is in the Guanacaste province. It's down off the Pacific coast. It's an absolutely breathtaking, beautiful place. It has one of the best surfing spots in the entire world. People come from all over the world just to surf this coast and just to surf their beaches. It's an amazing, amazing, melting pot community. It's got the largest English-speaking community in all of Central America. It's this wild mix of locals and then expats and surfers and families from all over the world. And what's amazing about this is it's being so developed and so modernized, but yet you still have the locals. You have those the Spanish-speaking locals who live in huts, and then you have these multi-million-dollar houses. And here in Nosar, and there's this dividing line in the middle. And of all places, God gave them a piece of land on the dividing line to have a church. And they're the only church in Nosara that has a Spanish speaking for the locals service, and they have an English speaking for the, we call them the expats, and so the English speakers. And so it's an amazing thing what God is doing and how he's using them. And I have been going to Costa Rica for 14 years now. I was able to help build their church on other mission trips, and we've been taking teams. And one of the coolest things that they're doing now that God's called them to is they have started a school that is the only Christian school in all of the Guanacaste Providence. And so your giving, your generosity is going towards that. So I asked Danny to send us a video and give us an update. So here's Pastor Danny.
Hey, my brothers and sisters from South Church.
What's
this
up,
is Pastor Danny, pastor from Casa Vida here in Nosara. And I just want to send to you an update of what the Lord has been doing on the latest months. Back here, this is our main pavilion. We have been able to close it with window walls and hopefully install AC for it to be a better setting for the church to gather during the summertime. But not just because of that. And it's because also I want to share with you guys that the Lord has blessed a lot the project that has to do with the school as well. Today, we have almost 60 students that are, during all of the days of the week, receiving the word of God in their hearts and also being formed to be good professionals and also to achieve all the standards that the Costa Rican government require from the school, from the schools, right? So we have been very blessed to serve our community in that sense. And with that being said, this year that it's coming, we are very excited because the Lord keeps doing amazing things. We have been able to keep on fundraising and saving through the church into different offerings enough to start transforming deals, this whole property into the last stage that we are required as a church to be able to plant fully, legally, that school in here in this property. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that the government requires this last stage. When I say legally, it's not that we're doing something illegal, but we have to get up and up and up in standards to fulfill all the requirements as we go further on the grades for us to be the first Christian school, the first Christian school in the whole area of Guanacaste. And we are thankful with the Lord, with the doors that he's opening. We are thankful because of what he's doing through the church, raising up leaders and people that want to come in this project. And thankful for all of the mission teams like your church that has been walking next to us, praying for us and blessing us in different ways through mission teams as well, to be able to get these things going for the glory of Jesus Christ. So we ask for your prayers as we pray for you guys, and we pray that the Lord allow us to work together in this 2026 for the glory of his name here in Nosara. God bless you very much, brothers and sisters. Ciao.
That's Pastor Danny. Excited to see him this summer. Next, I want to tell you about our mission partners, Bless. Bless is such an amazing relationship. It's a very strategic partnership we have. 3 years ago, Allie and I were invited to an event here locally, and we got to hear about Bless. We were introduced to Heath Hale and his wife, Tabitha, who are the founders of Bless. And let me tell you, I was just so blown away by what they're doing and their intentionality strategically in the 1040 window. Their entire mission portfolio is centered into the 1040 window. The 1040 window is 10 to 40 degrees north of the equator. It is the most unreached people groups of the entire world. If you want to know where nobody is being reached with the gospel, it's the 1040 window. And it's so important that so many churches that I follow are actually focusing the majority of their missions budgets to reach in the 1040 window because they are not receiving the gospel. And this is our effort through Bless. Their focus is on the 1040 window. And through our relationship, I said, hey, Heath, what are you doing? What can we be involved with? I don't just want to throw some money at your ministry. I mean, that'd be great. But I want our church to maybe take one of these, they call them UPGs, Unreached People Groups. We want to take a UPG. Who can we take? And so through some conversations, we were introduced to, and we have adopted a couple years ago now, the Kuyu people in Papua New Guinea. And so if you don't even know this, maybe you do, maybe you don't. We actually brought them in last year, these missionaries, to talk about what they do. But the Kuyu, there's three missionary families in Papua New Guinea reaching this tribe called the Kuyu people. This is in the jungle, okay? There's no roads, no electricity, no outside help. If they get sick, they have to be care flighted out. If they need supplies, they have to be care flighted in. I mean, it is in the jungle. And what these three missionary families are doing, it's three American families moved there, and they have given their lives to reaching the Kuyu people. And the Kuyu people, this is what's so interesting and so amazing and just so moving, honestly. The Kuyu people don't have a written language. They just have a spoken language. And so what they are doing, these missionaries, is they have to get there. They've been there now for I think maybe 5 years. They learned the language. They've essentially mastered the language now. The next step is they are going to create an alphabet and create an actual written language for the Kuyu people. And then they're going to teach the Kuyu people their written language. And then they're going to translate the Bible into their written language and teach them the Bible. And then they're going to raise up pastors and plant churches. It's amazing what they're doing. And they think it's going to take all of 50 years to do this. And we're committed. We're in it. We're in it with them. And it's just been an amazing partnership. I'm so grateful for them. And so I asked them, hey, would you send us a video just telling us where you're at and say hello to the church? So this is our missionaries in Papua New Guinea.
Hey, Zayo, it's so good to be with you guys this Sunday morning. Last time we were with you, we were all still learning culture and language in the Kuyu village here. Praise God, since then, we've all checked out a language. We've all mastered the Kuyu language. Not quite mastered, still some to learn. But we've checked out a language, checked out a culture. And since then, we've developed an alphabet for the Kuyu people. And pretty soon, coming up in January, we'll be able to teach them how to read and write. So many exciting things have been happening in Kuyu.
Yeah, so in September, some literacy consultants came and helped us put together a whole bunch of Kuyu stories. Most of them coming from them and helping us break down their language into basically a syllable form. So that in January, Lord willing, we'll be able to teach them through this system. It's 88 lessons, methodically from beginning to end, how to read and write in their own language. So we're excited about that. Right now we're working on we just finished up a lot of the material for post-literacy. Once we finish up that first class, so they can keep going on to actually become proficient readers as we keep going and getting into God's Word.
Yeah, and then starting tomorrow, we head out to the coast. We're going to fly out for a workshop, for a translation workshop. We'll bring three of our Kuyu guys here, and the consultants will help train our guys as well so that we can begin translating God's Word. And so we're so excited. All of 2026 is going to be devoted to literacy as well as Bible lesson development. And once that's all done, we're expecting in 2027 to start sharing the gospel from beginning to end for the first time. So we just ask that you guys would join us in praying for the Kuyu people, pray for their hearts, pray that the Lord would already begin drawing them back to himself. So thank you guys for praying and supporting us out here.
Thanks, Zayo.
It's awesome. Well, finally, I want to tell you about our partners who are actually here with us live this morning. This is our friends, Reynold and Kathy Rutledge here with World Embrace. They are missionaries World Embrace, their family, and I messed up. So World Embrace, they are in Gulu, Africa, and they are more than missionaries to us. They are actually Ali's aunt and uncle, and Reynold was actually named after Grampy Reynold here, and so we all love Grampy. And they have been a blessing, and we have been partnered together for a couple years now. They've been to Zao before and spoke to you guys a couple years ago, and we actually sent a mission team this past summer to Africa to visit them. And like I said before, it was I would say the best mission trip I've ever been on. It was just an amazing time there, truly life changing. And what they are doing is amazing, something I've never seen before. They are in a city in Uganda called Gulu, and in Uganda they're building what's called the Gulu Community Park. It's a state-of-the-art park, this facility that has classrooms and this amazing playground and soccer fields, basketball courts, volleyball courts. They're doing so much, and this is just phase one. What they're doing is truly amazing. It's a great chance for the community to come in, and Randall's going to give us a tour of it in this video, but I want you to think about this. This is in the middle of Africa, Uganda. This looks like it could be in Lake Travis, but it's not. It's in Africa. So I want you to check this video out and see what is going on at Gulu Community Park here.
Hey, it's Reynold Mains here in Gulu, Uganda at Gulu Community Park. I want to give you a quick walkthrough. I've had a few people say, hey, let's get an update. So just literally about 2 weeks ago, we had over 1,000 children in here. We had a beautiful children's program. And then back in July, we had 1,500 women in here for a big women's conference. You can see the covering here is really nice. So let me walk out of the pathway here. Well, first, what you see there is the Worship Arts Center, and in there will be drama, will be dancing, traditional dance, modern dance. We'll have singing, we'll have musical instruments, and this is called Kid City, this whole area here. And then we've got the library that's going in right now. That'll be the largest public library in Uganda. The yellow building is our Young Engineers Club, and beside it is our art center in red, and blue is the movie theater. Purple, we've got the games room for chess and checkers, other board games. And the orange building is our chapel. Then the green building is the computer lab. And the blue building there is actually the discovery zone for the sciences. And we got a big, big playground here. It's really exciting. And even just across the way here, we've got another playground over here. There again is the back of the Worship Arts Center. The fence will be going on the poles really soon. It's 75 meters by 45 meters is the playing area. We have about 9 or 10 of these spectacular grass-thatched huts. You can see people just love it under here, and it's so cool. Okay, we always have security up here. How you doing? Good. So this is a great view also of Kid City off in the distance. It's where it's very colorful. And this is all about sharing Christ. This is all about the gospel and discipleship. That's all we are, is a gospel discipleship center where people are going to come to Christ and they're going to be discipled. We're called to be fishers of men, women, boys, and girls. And we've literally got the best bait in Gulu. So attractive here. God's doing great things. You can see the basketball courts from here. I'm going to get you a closer look in just a few minutes here. To God be the glory, great things he's done. I say that all the time because it's true. When people come here, they're seeing something that they've never seen in Uganda. This is a first for the country of Uganda, a gospel discipleship center. And also, of course, our donors are absolutely amazing. And we're seeing some wonderful results as well. Praise God for that. This is becoming a routine on the weekends because we're not open during the week. Monday to Friday during work hours, we're closed. At 5 o'clock, we let people come in, and then you see a bunch of kids coming in from the surrounding neighborhood. This is a spectacular pavilion. There's going to be poles here and holding up a roof that'll cover this whole seating area here. We got a seating area for probably about 500 people here. You can see here, and the kids are out there playing, having a great time here. We've got coaches here every weekend, and during holidays, every day, kids are being coached. But way over here, we go down another 5 acres, and down there will be a lake, a 2-acre lake. We want to call it the Gulu Galilee. Why? Because it's going to be the same shape as the Sea of Galilee. How exciting is that? And then we want to put Baptismal Island in the middle of it. So that's exciting. A youth games room, dental clinic, childhood disability facility over there in the bottom 5 acres. We're on 23 acres here. And we're really working hard on probably about 10 or 11 acres. So we have a lot more to do. We're just trying to finish up phase one. Thank you again to those that have gotten us this far. You're partnering with us and you're such a blessing and encouragement. We need more people to come on board. This is a big vision, what we're creating here. And I believe this is the first of many. It's not a one and done. This is the first of many. And I believe that this will prove out to be such a good stewardship, especially with great return on investment for the kingdom, great return for the kingdom. Many people coming to Christ, many people being discipled. And we're seeing that, we're thrilled, we're excited. People that aren't believers, they come with us all the time as well. They come here and they hear the gospel. Their kids are being trained. And in the Worship Arts Center, they'll be involved in different activities. So we are just thrilled and pumped about all of this. Hello, children. Did you have fun? Yes, oh good. Yes. Yes, high five. High five. Hey, all right. Kids love it here. They love it. And we're probably in the youngest population in the world. If you Google it, Uganda's the second youngest as a country. But up here in the north, this is where the war was. This is where over 100,000 people were in recent history slaughtered. Over 66,000 children were abducted. Over 90% of the population had to leave their villages and move to these refugee camps. They call them IDP camps, internally displaced person camps. And that's why this population is so young. There was a lot of disease and sickness, and a lot of older people just didn't make it. So we're just excited to be able to create something that I believe is gonna be a new approach to missions. This is gonna be the social hub of the city. God's gonna use this wonderfully. We've already had several thousand salvations, and we're starting our discipleship program, because that's really key here, because people will accept Christ as Lord and Savior. You see these large crusades happening, and they're great, it's wonderful. But it's the follow-up, it's the discipleship that is most important. So thank you so much. Love and appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thanks for tracking with me here. I'll do a little 360 Worship Arts Center behind us, the Rose Heights Worship Center. We're just excited, and so thrilled to see what God is really gonna accomplish, especially when we get this thing fully ramped up. So if you wanna help us get this fully functioning, we're gonna see thousands every year of people coming to Christ and being discipled. So thanks again, God bless you. Love from Gulu, bye for now.
Amen. Well, with that being said, I want to introduce you guys to Reynold and Kathy. Come on up. Here you go, guys. Thanks for being here. If you would, just take a minute and just greet the church here.
Yes. Greetings. It's so good to be here. It is chilly, and that's okay.
Is it not like that in Africa? No?
No, no? We get like your Texas summer to a degree year-round, kind of like that. But we do have our rainy season. We do have our dry season. I keep looking over here, too, because she'll be introduced in a little bit as well. But what a joy to be with you guys here. Thank you. You're our family here. Not literally. Literally, we have my Uncle Reynold over there. And I know it's easy to call me Reynold Rutledge, but you know it's Reynold Maines.
Oh, that's where I messed up.
Yeah. I'm his sister's boy.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
It is a big family, y'all. I still can't figure it out.
Yeah. But what a great opportunity God's given us. I look at you, and you've got a huge opportunity. We drove by last night. We saw the sign that says Future Home Azeo Church.
Yes. Yeah.
And God is doing great things through you. And you got a good problem here, too, because you're so full. In the first service, you were jammed as well, very full. That's a good problem, right? And God has a solution as you're led of the Spirit. And we can just see that God's going to continue to use you powerfully in your Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the outer parts of the world, which thank you so much for supporting the outer parts of the world.
That's you, yeah.
Uganda is one of the poorest nations in Africa, and we're in one of the poorest areas in Uganda, up in the north. So we are so blessed to have you as partners and to be able to do what we're doing.
Well, thank you so much. It was truly a great trip. One thing that was amazing to me was just the impact you guys are making, and And this is a state-of-the-art facility. It's just amazing there and in the middle of Gulu. It's just incredible. So tell us a little bit more about that facility, the impact it's having, what people are saying, and what you're seeing there at the facility.
We've got a great construction crew, and we have our own crew. We've hired our own engineer, masons, carpenters. All that beautiful building, Kid City, those blocks, we make those blocks ourselves with a hydroform machine, as well as our poles. We make all our own poles, our own curbstones. We plant all our own grass, like on the soccer field.
Tell them about that. That is actually pretty amazing.
Well, what we do, we go around town and we look for someone's lawn that looks nice and we ask if we can buy it. No, basically that's what we do. You gotta find grass because there's no sod farms or anything like that. So we say, can we take your grass? And so we pay money and we dig it out and put it in the back of our tipper. And then our ladies are very good at planting grass. So they'll go through it all and tear it into little pieces where there's 5 or 7 tufts of blades. And then they go through the whole field every 3 inches planting them.
Hand plant the whole field.
A massive football soccer field was every blade was hand planted.
And our wooden structures, there's no Home Depot, right? So we send our team out into the forest area, and some people do plant trees.
Yeah.
Like our poles are all eucalyptus poles, and then all of our floorboards and things are teak wood. And so we have to find those trees, and we hire a lumberjack to fell the trees. We load them up, bring them back, all these big trees, and then we have to rent a mill. We have a little mill, and we run it all through the mill and then dry it for a couple of months. Then we have to get it planed and ripped and whatnot, getting ready to build with the material. It's not easy, but it's being done, praise God. And we've got a great, great crew that one day will be a construction crew to help generate income for the ministry, because we got people all the time saying, oh, you made this? And they look, can you build for me? My house or build? And we said, well, maybe one day. And so that's going to happen. God's creative God, and he's giving us businesses and things that can, make our own pavers as well, because we have 300,000 pavers to put through the property still, walkways and things like that. And thank the Lord, some funds came through for a paver machine. So we keep building our construction crew and building. But the most important thing is we're building people, right?
Yeah.
Impacting the lives, touching children. As I mentioned, it's the youngest population. An average age in America is a 38-year-old. In Uganda, it's a 16-year-old. But up in the north, it's probably like a 15-year-old. And that's why we're the greatest contributing factor up in the north to being such a young population. And it is a thrill to be able to see kids coming to Christ already, even though we're not fully open yet. We have 23 acres. We're developing right now about 10 acres, what you saw really being developed. Phase one, we really hope to open phase one next year, probably in the summer or maybe the fall. We'll see when we can have a big celebration of the phase one opening. And the phase one's all about children, because that's the majority of our population, are these little people running everywhere. And this blows their mind. It's so exciting because it's never been seen in Uganda. Again, with great challenges, there's great opportunities. And I think God 100% has directed us to do what we're doing here. Even though we're a master of none, but we're jack of all trades maybe type of thing, there's so many things we're building and construction that are going to need leadership, are going to need interns to come over, or people to partner with us that are experts in certain areas. But God's led us to build that. It's a community recreational park that will be something for everyone, where they can encounter Christ every day. It's a gospel discipleship center, and we're excited to be doing this. The Muslims and the Hindus, they come out every weekend, right? Bring their families, and they just have the greatest time. Wow. And when we're running our weekend programs one day, as we're continuing to ramp up programs and staff to do the ministry part, they are going to be encountering Christ, and their kids will be singing gospel songs, I'm sure, and just having a great time.
It's awesome.
We're thrilled about it.
That's great. Well, one thing that stood out is it's not only about the community park. You took us all over the place. We went to a children's prison, a woman's prison, went to a quarry yard. Tell us about all that you guys are doing and maybe some stories from there.
Yeah. So, children's jail, the women's prison, the rock quarry where women eke out an existence, women and children mainly, 12, 14 hours a day. Pretty incredible.
They're breaking rocks.
Yeah. And gravel.
And one thing, I'll tell a story for you. One thing that was amazing, I got this, Kathy.
I love it. Go for it.
One thing that was amazing was the impact you've made on these women's lives, that they donated the rock for the park, right? Tell them about that. I love that.
Yeah, we had a conference, and so we gathered 100 of them, and they were just blown away by how loved they felt, and they encountered Jesus. And then they saw the park that we were building for their children, and they saw a way out for their kids, breaking generational curse of poverty. And you know. Mm-hmm. And after about a couple of weeks, I went back, and I go every week and say hi to them and just sit with them in the gravel and pound with them, you know, with the dirt. Anyway, and the leader of the group, there's about 350 of those women, and she said, "We've been talking, and we don't have any money, but we would like to donate a truckload of gravel for the building of the park." I mean, I get really emotional. That's weeks of work. And they said, "I hope this is all right." And so she said, "I'll call you." And she did a few weeks later. And then I just watched them just fill a truckload. And it... By hand,
which
yeah.
is yeah. Again, like for us, we just go to the rock yard and pick up a truck. Yeah. Like this is they break the rock yeah. from the ground. They walk it up this massive hill.
Yeah.
They hand break it. They hand. I mean, it's yeah. such an intensive project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it truly was probably one of the most generous gifts that we've ever.
Amazing.
And they were singing, filling the wow. truck with joy. You know, and it reminded
wonderful
me.
Video on YouTube.
Yeah. It reminded me, what is it, the 2 Corinthians 8 or 9, that church where Paul said, out of their deep poverty, yeah, they gave great joy, yeah, generously. And that was, I got to live that.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, that was truly impactful, seeing the children's prison. What is maybe one story, in addition to that one you just told us, that might be pretty impactful for the church to hear, things that God's doing there?
You and I tag team? Well, what's really incredible, and I got to say, Zao has deposited big time in this story. Like Reynold mentioned, we have this incredible construction crew that's just been organically grown. And for the last 3 years, as we have been building, to God be the glory, we've never missed a payday. And that's really spoken volumes to 90 to 100 workers. And then you deposit that in the family, you know, so it's just hundreds and hundreds. And so, you know, we made a commitment last year, we were going to have devotions every single day, a part of the work day, you know, so, and so every day, Monday to Friday, there's devotions, and you guys, some, many of you shared at the devotions, and so they're growing, and so, and they're memorizing scripture, and we've got so many great incentives going on the spiritual development of our team, which is 131 people now, praise God. And anyway, so testimony time happened, and we were just blown away. One of the young men got up, and he said, "I don't know if a lot of you know this, but I was part of a gang, and we killed people." And I'm sitting there going, like in the amphitheater, he was saying that. And he's, you know, he's going like this, you know, yo, and, you know. And
that's how they do it, you know.
Yeah,
that's how we do it,
whatever. And but he just said it just so, yeah, we killed people. But then I heard about World Embrace, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to try to get a job." And so I stood in line, and the engineer hired me. And now I've been hearing about Jesus, and I'm memorizing scripture, and I don't kill people anymore. And I cut those friends off, and now I can walk the streets, and people don't fear me. And wow. And he's just got this big smile on his face, and he's just talking like this is everyday thing, you know? And I'm going... Oh. And then another girl stands up, one of our crew, and she said, "Yeah, I was known as the party girl. I know every dance club, many of you probably, you know." She said, "But I gave my heart to Jesus, and I'm growing in my faith, and I'm earning a living." And they're spreading this. And then our engineer took me aside Because after that amazing time of sharing, they're just like being so raw and real and open. I was hearing singing, and I'm just like, you just felt the presence of the Lord Jesus, right? And then what you guys, and I don't say this lightly, but you began it and you ended it, right? It was like
double
bookends.
Team, tag team.
Of what they released in our chapel. I know time is off, so I won't get into that. But the engineer said, Kathy, I have served on big sites for decades. And he said, I've never seen what's exploding here on our work site. The presence of the Lord Jesus is so contagious. And it's making people hungry. And see, that's the beauty of this park. You know, our dream is, God's dream is that every child and youth will have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be doing that experientially in these different learning zones, right? But also they're going to be hearing about the Lord Jesus and growing in their identity and taking the tangible, life-changing presence as they grow up to be the next generation of leaders for this nation in these spheres of influence, in the political sphere, in the educational, in the medical, in all these different spheres. And so your partnership, what you are depositing, thank you. You're helping raise up a generation of leaders who will determine where this nation is going to go in these end times.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, and I'll end with this,
You're fine. I'm going on and on.
You know, just that whole 1040 window, it grips us.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite honestly, I was in a season a number of months back going, God, like, you know, Uganda, they've heard the gospel. And, you know, you hear the 1040, and that's so important. Are you sure we're in the right spot? Like, you know, I want to maximize stewardship here, right? But what is now the buzz on the ground, especially in the north, but we're having some people like John Melinda and from the south. I'm pointing to my beautiful Acholi, Janet. You'll get to meet her in just a second. But Ugandans are hungry to grow in Jesus. And they're willing to go into the 1040 window and lay down their lives.
Amazing.
And they're the ones that are equipped.
Uganda's right on the 1040 window.
Mm-hmm. And they are longing to go, but they're hungry and they need to know more about Jesus and grow in that. And so the Lord really impressed upon us that we may not be living in the 1040, but we're raising up leaders who are going to be going in and serving in the 1040 and doing such a much more effective job than what Randall or I could ever do.
Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, we're not negating whoever is going as a North American, but the people themselves who have lived in that region, and they know the tough.
Yeah.
And they know how to live out the tough. And they've lived through horror and war, right?
Yeah.
And persecution. And they're willing to lay down their lives.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Zayo. Thank you so much for what you're doing around the world.
Well, it truly is amazing to see what you guys are doing, the impact you're making. It was so much fun. We can't wait to bring another team back. And you do have a friend here. This is Janet. Janet's going to pray for us here in a moment. But Janet, we met her when we were in Africa. She just jumped on the bus, started leading us in worship. Listen, they know how to worship. We think we know how to worship. No, and it's pretty amazing. Like, I'm looking at all my construction friends in the room, right? They have a construction site 24/7, 100 and something workers, and they start every time with worship. And imagine that happening in America, right? We're just going to worship for a moment. And all of them are dancing and worshiping. It's amazing. It's amazing what you guys do. And so thank you. Thank you for what you do. And thank you, Zayo, for supporting them. Can we give it up for Randall and Kathy Maines for being here today? Thank you, guys. Well, I'll wrap this up, but I just want to just tell you, Zayo, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your giving. What we always say is pray, give, and go. This is kind of the church culture, pray, give, and go. There's three ways you can be involved in missions. You can pray, and everybody can pray. Every one of us can pray. We always ask you, especially when we send a team, would you pray? Can you give? And you guys, just so you know, you already give. I think it's about 14% of our budget, I think, goes towards local and what we're talking about today, national and global missions. And then our legacy fund goes to support this as well. And then today, what we're going to do, everything given towards the legacy fund this weekend is going to go towards specifically our partners at World Embrace. And so if you want to give specifically to their efforts, you can give through our legacy fund. You can pray give, and you can go. We have a mission trip every single year to go to global missions. But again, we do things. I named out these partners that we work with. And so you can go any time, even locally. I hope you're inspired today. I hope you at least see what your church is doing through the community and throughout the world. So I'm going to pray. Actually, I'm not going to pray. I'm going to have Janet come up and pray with us. I'm going to invite you to stand to your feet. And we're gonna end this way today, church. We're going to end. So Janet, come on up. I need to give you a microphone here.
Praise God. I'm so thankful and I'm so humbled to be in this place today. And as well, so surprised to meet Kathy and Reynold. I worked with World Embrace till July when I got an opportunity to come to Baylor, and that's where I'm in school. So even coming for this Sunday today, I was just on a road trip, and I never imagined that I would meet them today. And so when I came and saw them,
She had no idea they'd be here. What a wild story. She had no idea they'd be here. And she just happened to come to church today.
So I'm so thankful. Thank you so much, Zeo. When you went to Uganda in the summer, it was a very great moment. The sermon, I remember that time in the amphitheater, Pastor Gerald preached from Exodus 33, that your presence, because a lot of things, sometimes we get lost in doing all the work, but how about the presence of God? And so his presence goes before us and leads us. And so that's what we yearn for every day. And I'm so humbled because his presence is leading this church in going out to the world, in this area of in Austin, in the nation, and to the ends of the world. Thank you so much for your generosity. And because of the great work that Kathy and the vision God has given to Kathy and Reynolds, that's prompted me to as well pursue this degree at Baylor and go back and serve in Uganda. So thank you so much. Yes, so we're going to pray in the local language. That's the language spoken by the people in Gulu. It's called Acholi. The language is Acholi. So let's pray.
Do you want me to translate? Go ahead.
Okay, so let's pray together. Wanomati polo, wameti wafoi pimani mapeloke, wafoi pikichani, wafoi pibeni, inibe doripore meawara, Yesu Christo wameti wafoi pikabiru enini, wafoi pikanisa man mezeo, wafoi pilu kwat mati kabiru enini, wafoi pilu tichimati kabiru eni Yesu Christo, wafoi pitich magiti katiune ibut lobo mapapat Yesu Christo, ikabedo enini giti timune Costa Rica, giti timune Belize, giti timune Africa, lobaligi ni mete kiter givut lobo mapapat, waguti tichipid wakuteo bori, Yesu Christo wafoi pimani mapeloke, bedkedwa ni chake chawanini yo wayagiki, and all God's people say,
Amen. 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 Thank you.